questions. What is Noah breath? Why have I never smelled it, et cetera. And just be thanking the gods if you've never smelled this, because I'm telling you, it is at the top of my list every single time, but I'm going to break down exactly what it is. I'm an ICU nurse. So anytime I've been floated to a neuro ICU, that is typically where I smell this. It's usually patients with some type of TBI or traumatic brain injury. So I decided to Google one day to see if anyone else was talking about this, because I felt crazy when I talked to my other nurse friends who had never smelled this before. And this is what I found. Found this article on All Nurses, Neuro Breath, Neuro ICU Mystery Explained. I think it's funny that they use this picture, because what they should use is a nurse passed out on the ground after smelling this first, but you know, anyway. Up here, it's explaining what neuro breath is, and you typically smell it in the neuro ICU from patients who have had brain damage or some type of TBI or injury to their brain. Despite exceptional and adequate oral care for the patient, that is key here, because you cannot get rid of the smell no matter how good and how frequently you give them oral care. What does it smell like? It's hot. It's a hot, burny, smelly, it smells like death. It smells like what you would imagine death smells like if you have never smelled death before, but from someone's breath. So there are two primary neurotransmitters in the brain that providers talk about in relation to TBIs and neuro breath, and that's glutamate and GABA. So when a TBI occurs, glutamate and GABA are imbalanced.